A big fact of life in Seattle is that people keep coming here, right? We're always talking about people arriving. Ben and Emily Huh came here from the Midwest, and they hit it big by building an internet pipeline that fed cat pictures and videos to bored people at work.
Kind of responsible for wasting a lot of people's time during workplace, so sorry, bosses.
Their empire was called the Cheeseburger Network. You've seen it. Adorable kitten with a caption that says something like, "I has a sad." Cheeseburger Network. Ben founded that company here in Seattle, but now they're leaving for San Francisco. And since we're always telling you about all the people coming here, we wanted to know, Ben and Emily, why would you leave?
I'll let Ben take that because I know Ben.
Yeah.
Oh, I sense Ben is more into this plan than Emily is.
You can say that. It's been 11 amazing years here. When life gives you a moment to take pause, which, you know, for me was stepping down from the Cheeseburger Network, and now I have no responsibilities here. I only have the fun stuff.
That sounds awful.
It sounds terrible. So we actually took a year off, and we traveled to 37 countries and 7 continents, and we came back about a month ago. And during that trip, I started feeling like I was going to go home and be complacent. And so the reason I left Chicago was the same thing. I felt this idea that if I stayed here, things would be really nice. But I don't want nice. I want an adventure.
And I'm going along with that adventure. Well, I laugh because Ben actually broached this subject. We were actually in Myanmar while we were traveling Christmas Day, and we're sitting, and Ben goes, "How do you feel about us moving to San Francisco?" I kind of looked at him and was like, you know, and if we've been married already for, you know, almost 10 years, so I kind of wasn't surprised, and I said, "I guess we're doing this, huh?" So I'm always along for a new adventure and a new change, so yeah, I'm excited, but sad at the same time.
So you're not blaming Seattle, because we talk a lot here about how Seattle has changed. Seattle has lost its soul. Seattle has this and that. Did Seattle do anything to you while you were here?
I think if you talk to the Salish Indians and they had like 5 extra people who were born that year, they would have said the same thing. We have lost our soul.
Right. There goes the neighborhood.
There goes the neighborhood. This is a time immemorial problem where people complain about what they have. I mean, it sounds like I'm complaining about what I have, but...
You're complaining about people who complain about what they have.
It's very meta. But it's a little different. I don't think Seattle has that problem. What Seattle does have is a problem with its infrastructure, and a lot of the West Coast city problems Seattle has in droves, right? Like you have the suburbs preventing public transportation being built. You have a lack of infrastructure. You have schools that are not being properly funded. These are fundamental issues that are – every city has it, particularly San Francisco in droves. So I'm clearly not leaving Seattle for those reasons.
Yeah. You're going from traffic to traffic. Expensive to more expensive.
Yeah, yeah. This is a frying pan into the studio apartment frying pan.
What about you, Emily? What did Seattle ever do to you?
Provided me a great home with wonderful people. No, Seattle's been wonderful. Definitely, I think, you know, in these last 10 years, I mean, the first 2 years, it was harder, but these last 8 years have been wonderful. You know, it actually has been really kind of fun and interesting to watch the change, especially we were gone this year. So every time we'd kind of come back, we're like, oh, wow, that's new.
You like new. That's the thing. You don't want to be complacent, but Seattle's changing. It's dynamic. It's tearing stuff down. It's building stuff up. How come there's not enough go-go energy here for you?
It's not that there isn't enough energy. Clearly, the center of gravity for industry here is gravitating towards just a few companies. And it's always been that way, like Boeing, Microsoft, Amazon. Like those are the companies that have really held the center of power. And I don't see that diversifying. And it needs to do so more in order for this to be an even more vibrant city.
Should we be worried, by the way? Is this an ominous sign that a tech success wants to get out of here?
No, I don't think so. I certainly don't think there's a growth problem here in terms of business. I think it has a really bright future, especially because I think cost of living is so much lower here that it's drawing talent. Right. And the city's actually doing something about it. The city's actually building infrastructure, letting people build buildings to at least try to contain some of the problems that have to do with high rents and housing prices.
So you won't miss the traffic.
Definitely.
You won't miss the winters, it sounds like. What will you miss the most?
I will miss seeing Mount Rainier always in the background. Just seeing that is every day or almost every day. in the distance has been something kind of reassuring for me.
Yeah. I will miss my routine because if I move, I will have to develop a new routine. It's going to throw me off my game. But
and you have a love-hate relationship with that,
that's
sounds
right.
like.
That's right. Yeah, I want to wake up in the morning, grab my coffee, look out my back window and see the beautiful view and the sky and go to work or go work with people that I've really respected and came to love for the last 10 years of my life. And I will also, and this is a good thing, I will miss my role in the community. Like I have built a company here and it's been successful. So people seek you out and they talk to you and they ask you for advice. And if I want to go meet somebody in tech, then that's easy for me to do. And that's precisely what I don't want. I want to have a beginner's mind. I want to go look at something new and say, I know nothing about it. Where do I get started? And it's harder for me to do that here versus somewhere else.
Emily, did you make a pro-Seattle argument? What's the pro-Seattle pitch?
Oh, well, there's too many. I mean, I think, one, we're going to miss all our friends and community, and especially we just sold our condo, and I've been looking at the San Francisco apartments, and it's just not quite the same. So I keep on saying, we're giving up our great condo here. And there's just a lot of different arguments that, like food, the ease of kind of the city.
We're privileged here. Right. I mean, that term is a little bit loaded, especially kind of this, year. But we're privileged. Like we have access to things that we didn't have 10 years ago. We have friends. If you want to go to a restaurant opening, if you want to get a reservation, if you want to go get that concert ticket, like we can do those things.
That's important because a lot of people talk about getting priced out of Seattle and Seattle being.
We bought our condo in November of 2009. Right. So like. We have clearly taken advantage of the opportunities that were given to us. And we're very, very grateful for that. But that's not what life is about.
Well, let's talk about what life is about. Because you talk about complacency and routine and you don't want things too easy. What's the right amount of time to be in Seattle before you really should force yourself to go?
Is it never?
Maybe just 12 years. Can we just add on another year or 2 years?
House has been sold.
I do have to say probably like that 10 to 15 year mark, I would say, for Seattle. Maybe I'm leaning more towards the 15 year.
But people listening to you might also, maybe further back in their minds than what you're doing, might be thinking about, yeah, I know this place. It's comfortable. Is that altogether good?
There's nothing wrong with being comfortable, right? But it's a question of the life you want, right? We don't have children. We don't have these things that are external to us that makes us provide for someone else here, right? We can pick up and move anytime. So our attachment to Seattle was our company, right? And when that ended, like life gave you an opportunity. And if I start another company now, that's another, 3, 4, 5, 10 years, right? So it's not how long has it been. It's when you see the gap in the clouds, you go through it. And this is the gap in the clouds. I think there's a lot of value to staying in some place for the rest of your life, if that's what you want, right? But if you ever feel that desire to experience something different and are willing to pay the price of discomfort, you should absolutely pursue that. You'll, I think, become a better person for it.
Pry yourself away from Mount Rainier.
Although we had dinner with some friends and they said, 6 months, you'll be back. They also are not fans of San Francisco, so they might be a little...
Really? They said, I know you guys, Emily and Ben. I give you half a year.
I've heard that before.
Any chance? You're coming back, right?
I would put that at negligible.
Really?
Yes.
You going to talk smack about Seattle when you get to San Francisco?
No.
So here's a weird relationship between San Francisco and Seattle. San Francisco doesn't care that Seattle exists.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Seattle really, really, really cares about what San Francisco thinks of Seattle. That needs to stop. Right? That's that's bizarre, right? It's like, hey guys, they're cities. They're not like boyfriend, girlfriend. Like you're not talking smack about your ex.
Right. No, that's true. I was at a radio conference where we were always talking about how we're better than TV for all these reasons. And then I went to a TV conference. Nobody was talking about radio. So you've got one final summer in Seattle.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Well, we've already done our trip to Portland, and then we're actually headed to Vancouver. Sorry.
Last summer in Seattle, must do Portland.
Sorry. We're headed to Vancouver this weekend. Canada.
Vancouver.
Last summer in
Before
the
you leave town,
yeah,
leave town.
Well, we had did all the Pacific Northwest kind of spots.
Yeah, I get it.
And yeah, we definitely have our list of restaurants we're going to.
Hit the big restaurants.
Yeah. Yes.
Take the Northwest trips. Visit the other places up here, the other jewels in the crown.
Right.
Any other Seattle on the way outs?
I am training to get my instrument rating for my pilot's license. Correct.
Everybody needs to do that before they leave Seattle.
Right, right. Well, it's the place of birth of aviation, well, kind of, aviation industry. So, like, yeah, right. What a great place to get your pilot's license again.
Only one good thing that will come out of moving to San Francisco is sorry to all the Seattle Seahawks fans, but we are more 49ers fans.
What?
No.
Oh. You did what?
Sorry.
Now we can't come back.
I know. Now we can't. Well, now it's like we're leaving.
We chased
and
out of town.
You clearly said we're not going to be coming back, but, you know, so we won't have to kind of pretend.
Oh, my God.
Wow. You just burned that floating bridge.
I know.
All righty. Well, folks.
Well, listen, I haven't met you before, Emily. I've met you, Ben. We're going to miss you. I think this area loses a little something of your spirit, of your success, of your energy, of your warmth. We're going to be okay. We're going to pick ourselves up. But, you know, I'm sorry to see you go on Seattle's behalf.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you very
much. Thank you, Bill.
Yep, people do leave Seattle, like Ben and Emily Huh, founders at the Cheeseburger Network. Now, how about you? Are you just about to skip town? Considering it? We would like to know why. So before you go, tell us, why are you leaving us? Did something happen? Do you not love us? Did we not love you enough? Tell us your story about leaving Seattle. You can send us an email at record@kuow.org.